Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smell, the international call.
Hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
All right. Check this out, people. Welcome. This is Weeds Day Wednesday. If you don't know what this is, then...
Shut the fuck up! You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker!
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. It's going down real big. What we do here, man, Weeds Day Wednesday with your host, Captain Smell So Good of the Star Citizen Smelly Prize, with my international co-host, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Zion Knight, all the way from the Netherlands, man. We have a little fun on the hump day. You know what I'm saying? It's hump day Wednesday. You know, let your hair up, down, all around, whatever you want to do. And we do it real, you know what I'm saying, and keep it real when we come through. For everybody around the world, you know what I'm saying? This is a worldwide broadcast, you know what I'm saying, straight out of Florida. But we are worldwide. And this is home of the independent artists, you know what I'm saying, where the indie are the superstars, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we do it. So it's all about weed today, you know what I'm saying? We got a couple of professional weed smokers, you know what I'm saying? Mary Jane, Buddha Skunk, whatever the hell you want to call it. Got a couple of experts, and of course you already know what I do. Get into a couple of songs real quick, then we come back and get into the nutty shit, you know what I'm saying? And got a little drama, you know what I'm saying? Got a little drama that kicked off in the hood, but... Y'all already know. We will definitely get into it and discuss it. So, my co-host, I see him right there. I'm beaming in right after this, y'all, because we coming. Well, fuck that. Y'all, hold on. Beam that in there real quick. Do-do-do-do-do.
Good day.
Yeah, going to beam me up in here early. What the hell is it?
What the hell is it? It's Wednesday.
Yeah, I got to use mine. That's Spanish. No, not that one. What's afternoon? They ain't giving it afternoon.
Goedemiddag.
Oh, it's still the same. Oh, okay. Still the same. They say, well, you say, hold on. Huda. So, like, the G is like H?
No, the G is G. Huda. Huda.
No, G is G. G is, don't sound like a H.
Yeah, should it be? Should the G sound like an H?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, in English, we got words, but then they say that, like, the letter is silent, like you don't say it.
Yeah, I know.
You see what I'm saying? So, the way, I guess the Afrikaan language, because it's similar, it looks like it's the same thing, but they say, kwee my dog.
Yeah, that's because because of the language they used to use. It's real difficult to pronounce certain letters.
Oh,
and so
okay.
They make their own version of it. But in the Netherlands, the G is actually a G. Don't know of any silent G's.
Middag. Hude Minda. Okay, Hude. Hude Morgan.
Hude
Morgan. Hude Morica. Is that what he's saying? Goedemorgen. Goedemorgen. That's weird. So see, they say they actually pronounce the Queen Morgan.
That's almost correct, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's like when I'm reading it, though, all of it looks the same. That's all I give a shit about. As long as I can read that, and I know it means good, and I can read the other shit, and I know it means morning, don't matter to me how it's spelled or ain't spelled. You know what I'm saying? As long as you can understand what I'm saying. In some form or fashion. Because even if I say, you know, Queen my dog, you know what I'm saying, 9 times of 10, somebody going to be like, oh, that's just a fucking American fucking up the Dutch language. But, hey, good morning to you, too. You know what I'm saying? Or good afternoon to you, too. I mean, they'll still interact with you if you try. You know what I'm saying? You find out in every language. As long as you try, they'll meet you, you know what I'm saying, the other halfway. But if you don't try, you know, 9 times of 10, ain't nobody going to give a damn. God damn, what the hell happened?
What? I'm sorry.
No, I didn't see everybody on the bridge right there. My bad. Shout out to Easy Rider. Yeah, did you see that? I'm like, whoa.
No. I was on another screen for a second. I came back. And
yeah, then everybody just busted in there. Shout out to Easy Rider, Pennsylvania. www.bid66.com. Go and place your 50 cent bids today. Heavenly Angel out of Washington. We got Jamie Havocon, Florida UFO, representing Florida. And, of course, my international co-host, Mr. Zion Nye. We is up
Thank
in the building.
You.
And, today is Weed's Day. Weed's Day Wednesday. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't, I guess I can't tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because people say, you always try to talk to somebody. I can't tell you nothing. I got somebody that can tell you something.
All I'm saying, you
everybody's
got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know. I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Oh my God. That's marijuana.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the powerless, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug X. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, toking, thinking about life as I puff up past, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a good shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas with your crack powder and pills selling trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood,
in my hood.
And wait for the blunt cause that shit is
that
good
shit, that nigga.
Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up, yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
My nigga just stopped by, listen with a fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no good time. So we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by, slow but surely, cause we love to get high.
so pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, so pass it to me if it's show. Come on. Since 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Yeah! Time.
We back. Gotta get high. You know what I'm saying? That was Goofy Bone featuring the Straight Low Records crew. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing real big. Big ups to them. And this is Wednesday. What up? Is my You got some new ones. No, I don't.
You got new ones?
No, I thought I had some new little fun things. I haven't. I got some more shit I got to upload. I haven't uploaded it yet. But it's coming.
Give me some skin!
Yeah.
I uploaded one for you today.
Yeah, what? You say ha? What is it? Hospi?
The Heiderroches.
Heider what?
The Heiderroches.
Heiderroches.
Yeah, it's a rock band. I don't like a lot of their songs, but I love this one. It's really great.
All right, then, well, people. The hell out of here with that laugh. Damn, Timmy. Sorry, people. You know, Timmy's jealous that Cyanide is now officially pushed him out the way. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know,
Timmy's
good
always
on. You know, still love you, dog. You know, letting them know. Yeah. So we're going to get
everybody
to,
else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Well, I guess we're going to get into that, too. Yeah. Coming up real quick, too, man. You know what I'm saying? After this, I'm going to give y'all some drama that went down last night. You know what I'm saying? Involved in some property damage. You know what I'm saying? To some personal shit. And give out some awards unrelated to the nutty news due to that fact. Probably a couple of gunshots, too. We'll have to see. Come right back. This is a special request of Mr. Motherfucking Cyanide. Straight out of the Netherlands, goddammit. Here it go. This is Heiderhoosh.
Pay attention, though.
Something like that. Heiderhoosh. Eider issues, fuck it. The not so long song, goddammit, I can say that shit. Come right back at you. It's Regular Game Radio, Starship Smelly Pride, WDGE Radio. You know what I'm saying? For all your greatest radio, man. Tune in right here live each and every day, Monday through Saturday. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, man.
I wrote a song in a minute, big wall.
Okay, what the fuck is that?
That was a not so long song.
What the fuck is that, man? Hell no. What the fuck is that? Hell to the die, man. What? Right. Okay. Now, due to that fact.
Get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Yay! All right, people. That was the not-so-long song. Right. That song, bitch, was goddamn. That was fucking super short. I ain't even get a chance to put the motherfucker on... Oh no! Got their hands free. What the fuck happened? What happened?
I knew that was gonna happen. I knew that.
Ah man, hell no! Shouts out to potheads with their jokes. Wow. Boy, look at him. Yeah. All right, people. Here's my fucking song. It's the so long song. Shit.
Titties and beer,
everybody sing along. Two-legged deer.
Thank God I ain't,
queer.
Oh,
titties and beer. Titties and beer. Beer.
Great big titties and
beer. Titties and beer.
God damn it,
I love those motherfucking.
cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking...
I don't agree with the song title. We gotta make our own one.
Oh, what a
titties and weed.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's...
I don't drink, so... Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's not, those for alcoholics right there. That's the alcoholics, you know, theme song, not for the potheads. Yeah, we do got to come up with a new one, man. We come up with a new anybody want to come up with the official titties and weed song, send a preview copy to WDGEradio@gmail.com. And I might send you on a...
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these
Free
days.
Cruise,
That's
God
why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered. Lucky.
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
I'll join you in a minute. Still rolling up.
Here we go. I wanna get you. I said I wanna get you. And I wanna do it. My new rock song coming out. Oh man, yeah, imagine me a fucking rock concert and shit. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is he saying? Shit, I don't fucking know. You know, I can't understand what the hell they be saying. Okay, I'm a motherfucker, girl, I'm a motherfucker. Get the fuck up, bro.
Oh, you're all right, man. I think you need to some more.
Oh, man, I got into my rock moment there, people. Sorry about that. That's a little rock moment brought to you by... Smells so good. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. I'm at the club last night. You know what I'm saying? Smoking my weed. You know, doing what I do. And, alcohol comes in the building. Yeah, good old alcohol. He walks in, and he looks at everybody. He says, "Hey, weed, what's up?" You know what I'm saying? Just hit the chill. See, every time I say weed, the dog barks. Yep. Fuck talking about the dog right there, man. Go send his ass over here, man.
I trained her good.
Fucking right. So, weed met alcohol. Alcohol met weed. They got into a clash. The La La Land came into effect. Mr. La La Land came in. This is for all of you. And listen, this is for any drug users out there. If you don't know what I'm saying, then stay out of that lane. If you don't know what La La is, stay out the La La Land. There you go. Anybody offer you any La La, just tell them La 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 no. You don't want any of that. But anyway, I don't want to, you know, incriminate anybody out there. But some drugs got into an heightened effect, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? And the good old Mary Jane lost the battle. Alcohol and the other drugs kicked in a little on the heavy side. Resulting in what the Boondocks would call the nigger moment. And I'll have to find that one for you. Let's see. So everybody understands what a nigga moment is. There we go. Yeah. Boondocks, the nigga moment. Okay. Matter of fact, yeah, I'll give you
I'll let him give you the definition of it. Hold on. Here we go. Alright. Definitions up here. This is education at its finest, people. Alright. What the fuck is that? Oh, I don't need to watch the whole episode. Yeah, shouts out to the Boondocks. What the? Man, what the hell I wanted? Where's the damn definition, man?
I don't know. It's your definition. You ought to be able to find it.
No, it's the actual definition to it.
Okay, let me help you.
Oh, here we go.
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Let's see if they got it.
I'll post in the chat room. You can read it. It's your definition.
It's your one-stop source for all comments. All right? Your nigga moment is a moment where ignorance overwhelms the logic of an otherwise rational Negro man. I saw this dude step on another black guy's Timberlands. And the guy pulled out a knife. Talk about a nigga moment. Yeah. More lengthy definition. A nigga moment is when ignorance overwhelms the mind of an average male. To put it plainly, they act like niggas. Nigga moments are unpredictable. An incident as mild as bumping into someone can quickly involve guns, but quickly they de-evolve back into a mild, annoying situation. They all end up bad. The police see two niggas with their guns drawn and open fire. Nigga moments are the third biggest killer behind pork chops and FEMA. white people are unaffected, seeing as they think they are too good for it. Wow. One, shit me. Ask Eminem and a couple of the others. Yeah, they get caught up in them. Vanilla Ice. Yeah, he got caught up in it.
Vanilla Ice.
One of the common misconceptions is that it can be avoided by avoiding every nigga. But niggas are crafty. They will find it. They're always around the corner. Something every nigga moment needs is a serious nigga. Also, niggas, which, you know, that's a new form of niggas. I don't even know who they are. But may apply on occasion. So take, for example, a car accident. You know, a blind old guy has just hit your car 7 times. You know what I'm saying? You got 2 choices. You can walk away, let insurance handle it, or you can fight with a dumb, crazy-ass old blind man. Now, of course, if you are white, you will walk away. But statistics show that 90% of male African-Americans will fight the man. Wow. Maybe he is beginning to resist the nigga moment. Wow.
I'm sorry, but
definition.
Who wants to fight a blind man?
A blind man, yeah. Old blind man.
Which blind man is allowed to ride a car?
Yeah, you got a point.
It's a crazy example, let me tell you that.
Oh, man, a nigga moment. Let's see if they got a white moment. Did they got a white moment? Yes, people, this is a seriously unorthodox show.
They have a white moment.
Yes, they do.
When you say something
that's give the definition, brother. Give the definition.
All righty. When you say something that's extremely stupid or makes no sense. That didn't make any sense. You must be having a white moment.
And that's the only definition.
Could he have a green moment? Could he have a green moment?
Oh, man.
You have a bitch moment?
Yeah, a bitch moment. Yeah, what's the bitch moment?
they have a bitch moment. Wow. This who fits into the bitch moment, shall we? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry about that, people. I know. Didn't realize the porn wasn't going on. Didn't realize the porn wasn't going on. All right. Yeah, we're on Urban Dictionary. Wow, that ran everybody away.
I guess so.
Yeah, because nobody
come
talks
back,
like talking
come
about.
Back.
Come back. We're only talking about niggas. in white moments. Now we're in a bitch moment. We're out of the other talk. We're in the bitches. All right, anyway. Bitch moment is a point in time where the word bitch is forced to be uttered. Usually say it quickly in a high-pitched voice and with a smack of the gums preceding the word itself. But speed and pitch can vary depending on the moment. Sometimes pauses of silence are added for effect. These can occur for multiple reasons, some such as, one, a question is asked when the answer has either been just revealed to the asker or is obvious. Two, something is said or done, and that is some straight-up dumbass shit to say or do. Three, someone speaks to you about something they have no business in speaking to you about. Or four, something is said or done that is assumptuous, mean, or just doesn't make sense. All of these can be classified as bitch moments.
We have some overlappings with the white moment, by the way.
Yeah, kind of do. Fred talking to the Badalak. What the fuck is that? Badalak on the phone. Yeah, what the fuck is that? I don't know that language. Fred. Man, we can't get on the internet. It's cut off. Badalak. What did it say? Fred. Bitch. Okay. I'm not getting the point on these. Number two, let's see. Devin walks up to Dippin' Dots stand and points at prices. Okay, I guess these are okay, so number two, something is said or done that is some straight up dumbass shit to say or do. Okay, so that's number two. Okay, so Devin walks up to Dippin' Dots stand and points at prices. Okay, Devin, how much are your Dippin' Dots? Fred, and to ourselves while laughing his ass off, oh, dumb bitch. Yeah, I guess it's a dumb bitch moment. Yeah. That is dumb. He pointing to the prices asking how much are the Dippin' Dots. You know what I'm saying? Like
That's some dumb, that's lazy.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to call that. Okay, number three. Someone speaks to you about something they have no business in speaking to you about. Okay, Fred walking through the mall. Random lady. You should pull your pants up. Fred, dumb bitch.
Right. Number four is great.
Yeah. Something is said or done that is assumptuous, mean, or just doesn't make sense. What would that be?
Fred and I are loading a bowl. Fred takes the bowl while I'm doing something else and gets green hit. Bitch.
That's the bitch moment. These are moments that you would call someone a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why they got that triple time? Y'all got that 2 minute time. They got it five times. That makes no sense. Oh, hey, welcome back.
All of these bitch moments are of personal experience. I'm sure everybody has had a few in their time.
Yeah. I can say I've done all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Be so high you going to the McDonald's and shit. And Tom, how much is a dollar fry?
Yeah.
Let that set in. You know what I'm saying? So you go to a McDonald's, you pull up to the witness, you're looking at the dollar value menu. You say, let me get a cheeseburger, a Coke, and a small fry.
How much would that be?
Cheeseburger over in a small fries, that's a menu, isn't it?
Regardless of the taxes, how much would that be? $3. I got $3. Can I get? Hell no, you know you can't get it. Because you got taxes. That just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, the commercial said, the dollar menu, well, motherfucker, you live in a goddamn capitalistic state. They need they 7 cents. Makes no sense. You know, some things just make no sense. It's all good, though. What we got? 420. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get on. What is the what's the Urban Dictionary for, let's see. I know it's a million of them. Urban Dictionary's definition for weed. Let's get all the names. All right, here we go.
God gives to the world, brings peace when used wisely.
That's my dude. An ancient plant. Reference biblically as the holy herb. Wow. Easily available in most foreign countries and Alaska, where everybody grows it. Anyway, what?
Alaska? Did he grow it there?
Now, I'm wondering, is it legal to grow weed in Alaska?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Can be purchased by the gram, if you're lucky, or by standard measurements, eighth of an ounce, quarter, half, etc. An eighth usually weighs 3.75, depending on the weight of the baggie. And, yeah, you need to look out for that, too, because the assholes out there be getting them heavy bags. And then y'all be wondering, like, damn, I ain't got shit in it. Yeah, because they use a thicker bag. And whether or not you're buying from an asshole. Yeah. There are dealers, and then there are professionals, such as myself. Usual prices for the sticky icky icky, not that cheap Mexican shit, but Tanqueray and Chronic, you know what I'm saying, can run from 30 to 50 bucks, and even 60 and 8. I even heard it ran 80 and 8 out of Kodiak Island, so you got to look at the market from a local point of view. Yeah, because down here, 8, well, we don't even do 8 unless you're getting, like, Dro or Perp or something like that. So, unless you're getting, you know what I'm saying, the hydroponic weed, that's the only time you're getting an 8. You know, regular mids and all the other shit is, you know, you get your nickel bag, dime, quarters, 20, 15, whatever the fuck in between, you know what I'm saying? $8 sack. Man, I got $8. All right, yeah.
Smelly, yeah. I got news for you.
Uh-oh.
Alaska. Possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana in the privacy of the home is legal. The status of possessing an amount between 1 ounce and 4 ounce is unclear, pending clarification by the courts. But it shows here you get $1,000 fines. But yeah, 1 ounce should do it, I guess.
So I'm saying that's completely legal. No medical prescription needed or none of that shit.
It doesn't say that it needs medical prescription.
Okay. All right. Well, Ash Wood is in the building. No Sleep Entertainment. Welcome to Weed State Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't smoking and shit, you know. But,
I'm on Newport, though. I'm on Newport. Yeah, I'm on Newport 100 right now, man. Oh, yeah, got to keep my act together.
I almost gave you an award for saying that on this show, man. Did you?
Again? Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, he getting an award already. You breaking Newports on this show?
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Is that four times in a row? Is that four
That's
times in
though.
A row?
I'm saying it, man. You got damn ass wood. I gotta play feel good, cause well, look at here.
Yeah, I know I need to quit these motherfuckers, man. I know, man. So I'm just going through some crazy
right,
shit
yeah,
right now,
ass
bro.
Wood. Shit, man. Alright, we're gonna play that in the background just to relax, man. Oh, we right now focus on the Urban Dictionary. You know, we talking about a favorite subject, weed. A.K.A. pot, smoke, high, ganja, bud, bong, joint,
economical,
cannabis, chronic, grass, dope, dank, Mary Jane, reefer, hash, kush, yes. Dro, skunk,
skunk, skunk,
trees, economical pressure,
economical.
Any other names?
Didn't you make up your own name?
Pressure.
Yeah, what did I miss? I missed some pressure. Well,
pressure. Wood. They call some people.
What do y'all? What do y'all call? What are all the names y'all say in the Netherlands? What do y'all call?
Just Dutch names. Witjes, werken, multiple names, but. Yeah, we used to make up our own words just to be able to talk about it with everybody.
Oh, man.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, man, man. You got to make up names for the marijuana.
Yeah, when
you're... Go ahead, give us a couple of them.
When you're 15,
16. Who?
When you're 15, 16, you gotta make up your own names so you can use it on the phone and next to your parents and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you gotta do the code. Yeah, you gotta do the code word. You got some collard greens? You know what
collard
I mean?
Greens.
You got the hot sauce?
Yeah.
Collard greens? Greens? Collards? I don't know, because I call it every single thing. You know what I'm saying? Dog, you got four chairs? Let me get, yeah, man, I need four chairs for my bedroom.
I feel you, yeah, hell yeah.
So it's really, unless you know, you know what I'm saying, you have to know, and that's it's in between you and your people that you're getting the shit from. You know what I'm saying? If I say, man, I need $10 on the Bucks game, you know what I'm saying? You know damn well we're in basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You already know what time it is. I mean, I only need $5, man. Let me get a $5 game, you know, or something like that.
Or jersey. We call them jerseys, too. Like, yo, I want
Moses,
that jersey,
yeah.
Man. $10.
You know what I'm saying? $10. You know, nigga, I ain't got no... I don't sell jerseys. What motherfucker? You know what I'm talking about, then? Obviously, you don't sell shoes. So what the fuck I'm asking you for some Jordans for?
If
you know what I'm saying?
If you are talking about growing the green, we always talk about tomatoes. Growing
plant.
The tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, I ain't thinking about that with tomatoes, yeah.
The way you grow tomatoes is similar to the way you grow wheat. If you want to do it over here, the best way to do it is put them under lighting, the same that you do the wheat. So that's
Oh, but see, now this is what tripped me out. Because down here we got these damn little places. It's a company called Worms. And they sell hydroponic growing machines. Hint, hint, for vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Vegetables.
Okay. I said
yeah,
for vegetables.
Yeah, I heard vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that. Who the hell is making tomatoes in their house? Anybody? Raise your hand if you're growing tomatoes in your house.
My parents do.
My shit will stay green. You know why. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Damn, you got some green tomatoes. Yeah, I got some green tomatoes ready for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Going down. Best tomatoes in the world. Oh, excuse
got
me.
Got a lot
people.
Of tomatoes.
Today is Weeds Day Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride. Just in case you all have just joined the show and wondering what are they talking about and why they talking about all this pot smoking, you know what I'm saying? But I do have a special treat just for Ashwood.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens
not
to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Yes, on Proposition 421.
Is this real, Smelly?
It's a good day to die.
No. It probably is. Knowing the fucked up government, yeah. Look up Proposition 421. Something might even come up on that shit because, you know, we live in an old crazy-ass motherfucking world.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's almost setting people up for hatred.
What do you call the goddamn illegal banning of motherfucking Mexicans coming into the country? Oh!
I'm not that well educated about that subject. I know you got some problem with Mexicans coming in, but yeah, there should be a reasonable way of handling that. If you stop the ones that are coming in illegally, but you keep away for the people that really need to come into the United States to come in legally, then it shouldn't be too much of a problem. But yeah.
Yeah, but then when you got Mexico in California, how the fuck is Mexico in California issuing out legal IDs to illegal aliens?
Well, you should be able to hand out the legal ID. You go through a naturalization process, and if somebody from Mexico really needs to get into the States because he can't stay in Mexico or some other reason, then he should be able to go through a naturalization process like that. But
right, but I'm,
he should
so
be
I'm saying...
willing. He should be willing to do so, and. He shouldn't come into the country illegally to run from the law the rest of his life.
Right. So I'm saying they're issuing out licenses to illegal aliens that's already in the country, that's here now,
mm-hmm.
that's already here, that done came through. So if you made it,
okay.
come and get your ID. You know what I'm saying? That's how it looks. That's how it looks. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, you can't judge the book by its covers. You got to read more into the information, people. So, true enough,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm only reading at the surface of the actual, you know what I'm saying, law or whatever they enacted. But on the outside looking in, it looks fucked up.
So they made it legal to be an illegal alien.
Yeah. When they just passed the law to ban illegal aliens. We're going to ban illegal aliens from coming into the country, but we're going to allow the country that they're coming from into the state that they want to go to and issue them legal licenses there. I can't put that together. I guess I haven't smoked enough. Right. M13. What the hell is that? Alright, well, we're moving on to Mo Marijuana. 420 Magazine's on. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel for dropping an article out here. Who else dropped that other article on the, what was that? Marijuana, the doitnow.org. Who dropped that in? Yeah, well, this is also talking about effects of marijuana, you know what I'm saying?
That's probably Angel too.
Oh, okay. What risks are linked to pot? Art disorder. Long restore. Yeah. I saw that today. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I'm reading. My bad. I'm reading shit. Yeah, I'm all in my own zone. Like, la, 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 la. Apparently, according to the 420 magazine, the Medical Marijuana Lounge, which are for patients only. I don't know how we got in here, but we're in here. Yeah. Okay. The healing properties of cannabis can be found. Yeah, there's a list that is a reference point for those seeking research and information on numerous healing properties of cannabis. The miraculous herb alleviates the symptoms of everything from hiccups to multiple sclerosis. And that'll choke you up if you don't know what you're doing. When making personal decisions about your health, information is golden. And it's your body, and we think it's important for you to be knowledgeable about these scientific studies and anecdotal evidence that supports cannabis as a viable treatment for your ailments. Of course, they don't want to do the Michael Jackson song and heal the world. Make it a better place.
No. They want to sell their own chemicals for too much money. Chemicals.
I don't want to smoke no fucking chemicals, man. I don't want you to be sitting in the laboratory spraying shit on the motherfucking weed. You know what I'm saying? Now you're spraying Viagra on the weed and shit, talking about, hey, Viagra weed.
Don't forget all the other stuff that you can do with the rest of the plants. You can make paper out of it. You can make clothes out of it. The clothes even last for years and years and years. Where normal clothing, after a few years, the color goes out, or it gets crooked, or something like that. And the hemp clothing stays nice pretty long, for 5 to 10 years. And I think the cotton industry is a little bit afraid of that will overtake their business.
Huh. Yeah. A girl got ADHD. They say it helps cannabis as a medical treatment for attention deficit disorder. She don't like to smoke. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you, it's not even about the smoking. You know what I'm saying? You can also, you know, eat it. It has the same effects. You know what I'm saying? Marijuana may spur new brain cells. Yeah, that was an old myth where they kept talking about you fucking lose brain cells and shit. Man, fuck. How the hell you down?
You know that you can always also make tea out of it. So if you don't like to smoke and you don't want to make a cake, you can always make tea out of it. It tastes pretty good. And if you take enough, you'll get high.
Yeah. Pot's cancer healing properties. How the hell can it heal cancer if it causes cancer? So people say. That's all I'm saying.
No, actually, the smoking that causes cancer, but the marijuana cures cancer or prevents cancer. And if you smoke marijuana and tobacco at the same time, when you do with a blunt, it cancels itself out a little.
According to the U.S. War on Drugs, stalling mind-blowing research into pot's cancer healing properties. Research was done and published in the American Association for Cancer Research, showing that marijuana's components can inhibit the growth of cancerous brain tumors. It's the latest in a long line of studies demonstrating the drug's potential as an anti-cancer agent. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They ain't letting that out the bag, though. Yeah. The latest study performed by researchers at Madrid's Complutense University found that cannabis restricts the blood supply to glioblastoma, multiform tumors, an aggressive brain tumor that kills some 7,000 people in the U.S. every year. Despite the value of these findings, in both terms of the treatment of life-threatening illnesses and news, in U.S. media coverage, it's been almost non-existent. Right, they ain't going to talk about it. The government is flipped over. It's that, man. I'm about to give a couple of awards. I almost gave a couple of awards just then. Why the blackout? Probably because the government doesn't want to acknowledge it. Yeah,
But this wasn't always the case. The first experiment documenting Potts' anti-tumor effects took place in 1974 at the Medical College of Virginia at the behest of the United States government. It showed that marijuana's psychoactive component, THC, slowed the growth of lung cancers, breast cancers, and virus-induced leukemia in laboratory mice and prolonged their lives by as much as 36%. What? Despite these favorable preliminary findings, good old U.S. government officials refused to fund any follow-up research for two decades until it conducted a similar, though secret, clinical trial in the mid-1990s. Now, that study, carried out by the U.S. National Toxicology Program, concluded that mice and rats administered high doses of THC over long periods had greater protection against malignant tumors than untreated controls. But rather than publicize these findings, government researchers shelved the results, which only became public after a draft of the copy findings were leaked in 1997 to a medical journal that in turn forwarded the story to the national media. However, 8 years since then, the government has yet to fund a single additional study examining the drug's potential anti-cancer properties. Yeah.
Smelly, well, what's the background noise? I don't know if you hear it, but we have a pretty annoying background noise, white noise.
Yeah. Is that you, Angela, or is that me? Where you at, Angela?
So I'm in the bathroom, you know, just cleaning the bathroom up and shit. Cleaning my shower while my shower looking dirty as fuck, so I got to get this shit clean, man. You know, I told you me and my girl broke up and shit. So I got to do all the fucking cleaning now and shit. It's crazy, man.
I feel for you. I'm in the same situation, so I got to do it myself for the last couple of years.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, don't feel all that damn.
Don't feel bad. We all got to do it. You live alone, don't you, Smiley?
Hell yeah.
Hell no. Me and my mom. That's it. Shit.
Your mom?
Yeah.
That's cool. Then she can do your laundry.
Hell, man. I ain't shit. Mom ain't did my laundry since I was 11 years old. I ain't play that shit.
I still bring my mom
clean, take care of this house. This is a paid-for townhouse, so hell, where the fuck else I'm going to stay at? Shit. She paid for it. But I do, I mean, it is, you know, I serve my purpose. Unlike deadbeat sons who lay up on their moms and parents all fucking day. Eating up out of their shit out the refrigerator, you know what I'm saying? I buy all the groceries, you know what I'm saying? I do all the maintenance on the vehicles, and then, you know, keep the houses and shit clean. All she got to do is go to work, come home, chill out.
Well, if you look at what amount of money that you costed, especially when you were younger, and your parents worked for it, and they just gave you everything, at least everything that they could afford, yeah, you at least can give something back for that.
Well, I mean, it's an American taboo here to stay with your parents. You know what I'm saying? Once you get older, once you're over 18, you know, tradition is to get out on your own and go and struggle. Be a part of the American struggle for life. Fuck that.
Okay, I don't live with my parents, but I go and visit them at least once a week, sometimes two. And I live close by, so
if you have a good relationship with your parents, you know what I'm saying? You know, your parents are your backbone, so you should always be able to fall back on your parents. Just like if your parents been good to you and they fall on hard times, they should be able to fall back on you. You know, it's a catch-22 to both of them. You know what I'm saying? If I'm standing in a damn three-bedroom apartment and just because I want extra space and he had something happen, and she got to come live with me. You know what I'm saying? Well, what the fuck is the difference?
Nothing.
What's the, you know what I'm saying? What's the difference?
You know, I'm breaking that shit down to women. They don't like that type of talk. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck. If I move out right now and I come stay with you, what the fuck am I be doing?
Well,
I'm going to be paying your goddamn bill, taking care of your car, and taking care of your house and washing my own motherfucking clothes. So what's the motherfucking difference?
I'm just getting
some fringe benefits in there. You know what I'm saying?
I must admit, if my mother would knock on my door when I was 24, 25, I gotta stay here. I was like, no, you gotta be kidding me. And if she would do that now, I would be okay with that.
You know, I'm blessed, man. Hey, some kids can't even, you know, can't even go visit their parents. You know what I'm saying? You know, without it being problems and shit. And I got friends, close friends of mine like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, your mama like me more than she like you. What kind of shit is that?
In what way is that, Smiley?
You know what I'm saying? Like that, man. Like, give me a plate, the brain of you and shit. Like, they take this to that nigga. Like, damn. All right. You know.
Moedermaker.
Yeah, there you go. Moedermaker. Yeah, Moedermaker. Moedermaker.
Almost.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Moedermaker. I don't know. I say it with such a damn heavy African accent. Motherfuckers think I'm damn Mutombo or somebody. Moedermaker. What part of Africa are you from, brother? Like, I mean, seriously, directly from. Oh. All right. Finish this up, though, because we got to get into the nutty news. Fortunately, scientists overseas have generously picked up where punk-ass United, researchers so abruptly left off. This month, researchers at the University of Milan in Italy reported that marijuana's constituents inhibit the spread of brain cancer in human tumor biopsies from patients failed by standard cancer therapies. Last year, the same researchers reported in the Journal of Pharmacology and Experimental Therapeutics that non-psychoactive compounds in marijuana inhibited the growth of glioma cells in dose-dependent manner and selectively targeted and killed malignant cells. That's what I'm talking about. Stimulating them to commit suicide in a natural process called apoptosis. Is that after... Nah, I ain't gonna even do it. Oh, I almost did the Michael Jackson joke. My bad, Mike. My bad. In 2000, research team at whatever the hell, Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology reported in the journal, that injections of synthetic THC eradicated malignant gliomas or brain tumors in one-third of treated rats. Study was undertaken after discovery in 1998 that THC can selectively induce apoptosis in brain tumor cells without negatively affecting the surrounding healthy cells. But... nevertheless, even through all my ramblings, federal officials in the U.S. continue to listen and scan our calls, but what? Refuse to express any interest in funding or even acknowledging this clinical research. All righty. Shout out to 420 Mag, man.
I got to add a little something there. And now you can see in what way that the media is controlled, because news like that, you will never read about it in the newspaper. All you read about marijuana in the newspaper is some bad news.
Yeah.
And they twist the truth around any time. Somebody on weed killed somebody else. They didn't mention that he also drunk.
True.
And That's the way they try to make people aggressive and offensive against marijuana. So if you mention anybody that doesn't smoke weed, hey, I smoke weed at a regular basis, they will think that you are some kind of drug addict. But in reality, it's not as bad as drinking a few beers every day.
Huh.
Yep, that's real. That's how I gotta get me a beer. I was supposed to stop drinking last night, but fuck it.
But yeah, I'm done. That's the message I wanted to get across, and go on with the nutty news.
Yeah, that's real, man. And before we do that, when any government that willfully allows its voters to die, when a simple, cheap, and safe method to cure them is available, well, does not deserve to rule. Huh. Wow. And that's coming from Rick Simpson. Google Rick Simpson. All righty then. Well, y'all guys know what time it is. Get it started. Hold on. Let me get into this commercial real quick.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We give a special shout out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Give a special shout out to the solo boys, ILG New Spashes, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Boy, DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing big and better things. Reckoning Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I see you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jook City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith, big and better things to come your way. Reckoning Game Entertainment, all that support, we out of here.
Yeah, big ups to old Lil Keith too, celebrating his birthday. Days ago.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smell So Good on the corner of 34th
and
Shelton Street in
Tampa,
Florida,
bringing
all the latest hits and old
school
gospel rap.
That's real. Y'all holler at me. I'm in hood. Only. Trey Folk. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. God damn, both of y'all sounding like train wrecks. Y'all just fucking up everything. All right.
What's the background music at? The phone of music stuff?
Yeah, no, you had the train going by. I was like, wow, that shit got really loud just then.
Yeah, normally I'll try to mute it.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. I mean, how often the trains run?
Yeah, every train going north and south passes at my door. So, yeah, one train every 10 minutes or so.
Damn. Well, that's almost nuttier than the news.
I only hear it when I have the door open.
No. Good old soundproofing. All right, people, let's get a little nutty, man. Get to this nutty news. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I ain't even read this shit from yesterday. Ah, man. I'm reading ahead, people. I'm reading ahead. All right, if anybody want to know... Yeah. Ow, 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 ooh. Bow. And, versus lost to all my, very thin Mongols out there, you know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Hey, very thin Mongols. Hello. You Muramuka. You Muramuka. Muramakers. You Muramakers. Yeah. Y'all ain't ready for it, man. Y'all ain't ready for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Smelly. Y'all got to make my own. Smelly. You coming to the room and shit. All right, people. Let's get this thing crunk. Get some porn music. Go ahead and get this thing started. And, yeah, let's get into it. You guys ready? Oh, yeah.
Always ready.
Oh. All righty. And we're back. All right, check this out, man. We're going to start this thing off and go to old
backyard. Yeah, the good old state of Florida, where it's always sunshine. And you know what I'm saying? Come on down and steal some. Yeah. Oh, sorry. And the current Florida temperature is 84 degrees. I don't know what that is in Celsius, but it's pretty warm here.
84 degrees, that's about 32, 33 Celsius, I guess. About that temperature.
Yeah, we got to do a show one day where we're going to do conversions, how to convert temperatures. It's very important, people, for you to know how to convert your Celsius into Fahrenheit. Although we learn that as children in school, as adults, you start smoking pot and doing other various drugs, therefore throwing out that education. This show will bring some of that back so you can smoke pot, drink, and get rid of it again. All right. Teachers fired over premarital sex. Is anybody motherfucking caring? I mean, I didn't get to screw my teachers, so who the fuck cares? Although I wanted to. Fourth grade. That's what I'm talking about. Oh. Fourth grade teacher, Jaretta Hamilton, was newly married and expecting a baby when she went to speak with her supervisors in April of last year. But the administrators at Southland Christian School in St. Cloud parried her query about maternity leave with a query of their own. When did she conceive? After Hamilton admitted that her child had been conceived about 3 weeks before her February 20th, 2009 wedding, the school fired her. And now she's suing in federal court. Damn. I'm thinking he's having sex with the kids. I ain't even think premarital sex. You know what I'm saying? My bad. But what does that got to do with the school, though?
I guess the school didn't want her to set a bad example. I don't know.
I mean, what the heck? Did you some of the bitches come to the damn wedding? Probably not. Yeah, although it is a Christian school, so.
Yeah, but it's not illegal, is it? So, in my opinion, it could be allowed.
Yeah, what, like, so she gonna win on that one, though. She gonna win something. Edinburgh. Over here in Edinburgh, where a woman is dragged behind car after refusing to let go of bag.
Yeah.
I talk about y'all women and y'all possessions. Boy, y'all sure enough possessive. Right. A woman needed hospital treatment after being dragged behind a moving car while attempting to hold on to her Louis Vuitton handbag during an attempted robbery. The 22-year-old was walking when she was called over to a car containing three men. Probably thought they were flirting. Found out she was not cute and snatched her bag. Oh, my bad. I just added that in there. When she got near the vehicle, one of the men grabbed her designer handbag and the car accelerated. The woman refused to let go of her expensive tote and ended up being dragged behind the car. Before the robber let go, and the car sped off. I'm sorry, people. Yeah.
How can you value your handbag so much that you want to get dragged along a car for it?
I know.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Oh, damn, sure is.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know.
Did she just take out her paycheck and was $2,000 inside the handbag?
I don't give a shit. If I'm being dragged, yeah. Well, hey, she got the purse, though. Hell, the bitch let the fucking purse go, so fuck it. Kudos to you, I guess. Yeah, fuck it. In the end, well, matter of fact, hell, I got to do a reverse award. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, this is just for you holding on for your patriotic ass and getting your damn purse back. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Victory cut short by haters. Yeah, there you go. Fuck your ass, no award. What kind of shit is that? Dumbass. Let go of your purses, people. If they want it, let them have it. All right? Shit. What kind of shit is that? Phoenix. Man killed wife and lived with dead body. Yummy. Phoenix police are investigating a bizarre killing in North Central Phoenix after a husband allegedly shot and killed his wife with a handgun and lived with her dead body since Friday. Phoenix police spokesman Sergeant Tommy Thompson, what kind of nerd name is that? Tommy Thompson said a man called police Tuesday morning and said he shot his wife. Officers arrived at the home near Peoria and 15th Avenue and found the body of a 66-year-old woman inside a residence. Definitely. On behalf of the, the dead victim, you know what I'm saying, to the husband.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Pile of monkey shit.
That's fucked up. All right, keep this shit moving, man, because that was fucked up. We're in New York. Where passengers claim she was drugged and robbed on plane. Damn. In midair? Okay. Female passenger aboard a continental flight from Tel Aviv to Newark claims she was drugged and robbed while on board the plane. The victim says she was drugged after a passenger sitting next to her noticed an expensive jewelry bag she was carrying. The victim believes the stranger spiked her soda and stole her belongings. Damn. What to say about that? That's fucked up. Well, let's stay in nutty New York then. How about that? Where a woman caught having sex in park. She's charged with adultery. I'm talking about, not public indecency or sex in public or anything else, but adultery. Right. A New York woman was arrested and accused of a rarely invoked charge of adultery. Yeah. As she was caught in the process of a lewd act on top of a picnic table in an upstate park. Wow, that sounds sexy. But looking at the two of them, wow, that really does not look sexy. Suzanne Corona, nice last name, was charged along with colleague Justin Amend. I bet you won't get your charges amended. Oh, with public lewdness for the incident, which a Batavia police officer said occurred in full view of children. And because Corona, a 41-year-old mother, is also married, police decided to employ the additional charge of adultery. Damn. They added some extra charge. I ain't never heard nobody get charged with adultery either. Yeah. You go ahead and get two awards. One on just for y'all looting lascivious acts. And then the other award is on behalf of the kids.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six figures. Yee!
Yee! All right. Back over in Washington. Oh, shit! We're in Washington, people. Oh, sorry. My lips are dry. My lips are dry. Yeah. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel. We're in your backyard, lady. Literally. Man is tased when couple caught having sex on the lawn. You guys might want to check on your relatives out there. Anybody in Washington? A Thurston County Sheriff's deputy tased a man twice early this morning after he interrupted the man having sex with a woman outside a home. In case anybody wants to go and see if they're doing it again, 14,000 block of Vail Cut Off Road, according to the Sheriff's Department. Patrick Burgeon, 21, of Yelm, was placed under arrest on suspicion of third-degree suspicion. You called him fucking. How was that suspicious? Okay. A third-degree assault. Yeah, assault? Where is the assault at? What the fuck? You just charged these other motherfuckers with lewd lascivious behavior, but then you charged this motherfucker with assault.
Okay, you got to read the full article. Ooh, this one.
Yeah, we got to go all the way in, people. Shit. We don't normally do that, but some articles, you know, they call for that. You have to go all the way in on them. So, let's go all the way in. The incident began around 2 a.m. when a deputy was responding to a complaint of loud music. Get the fuck out of my face, advertisements. Damn, what the fuck is that? Yeah, on Vail Cutoff Road. As the patrol car approached the residence, its lights passed over a couple having sex on the lawn. The couple began to put their clothes on, and the deputy approached them to ask for identification. The woman who was with Burgeon screamed and tried to run away. Burgeon approached the deputy and ignored commands to sit down. Both the man and woman appeared highly intoxicated. The deputy believed that Burgeon was taking an aggressive stance with his penis out. Oh, my bad. And believed that he would be assaulted with the penis. So, he shot the barbs from his taser at Burgeon. And, yeah, Burgeon ripped the barbs off the taser from his chest and continued, wow, you're fucking strong.
He's really intense.
And continued to approach the deputy, yeah. As Burgeon continued to approach the deputy reloaded the taser and shot it again. The taser's barb struck Burgeon in the arm. Burgeon was subdued and placed under arrest for third-degree assault. Oh.
What did he do?
Okay. Said that Tuesday that there is very unusual for a person to be able to rip the barbs from a taser off of his or her body while receiving an electric jolt. Bitch, if you're drunk, you're not going to feel shit. I've been there. Yeah. Shit. You can do some hellified things under the influence of any kind of drugs or alcohol. Believe
I don't
that.
Think it's only alcohol that they did.
I don't know. You drink enough gin, you'll feel like you fucking Superman. I've been there. I've done that.
Have you ever been tasered?
Like
have you ever been tasered?
No, fortunately, no, but I've done the old stupid shit.
Ah,
you
yeah,
know,
me too.
Stuck the old belt in the electric socket.
No,
I've done the old stick the tongue on the 9-volt battery for a little too long. I've done the rub carpet and touch metal just to see what it does, and it's pretty shocking. Let's see what else I've done. And this is all while not under the influence.
I was working on an old-ass computer that still had an open power supply, and I got caught in that, and I got hooked
ooh
on 220 volts, and it feels like every muscle in your brain, in your
body, just
body is, no, it's put on a tension, on a lot of tension. like you're doing a major, major workout, only it doesn't feel that nice.
Oh. Wow. Well, congratulations, brother, for making it.
I'm still here.
That's real. We're in Vienna, not the sausages. Man survives flight hidden next to a jet landing's gear. Thought that was only in the movies, huh? Not. Austrian police say a man hid himself next to the landing gear of a jet parked at Vienna's airport and survived a flight to London. Swatchat police chief Leo Lauber says the man, a 20-year-old Romanian, told British authorities that he crawled under the wire of the fence surrounding the airport and climbed into the undercarriage of a jumbo jet that was parked near a construction site. Wow. You guys have some excellent fucking airport security.
Did you hear about what happened to the last time that somebody did that? The pilots,
they fell out the motherfucking plane?
The pilots couldn't close the landing gear, so they opened it back up again, and there he went.
Well, that's not that funny. Hey, on behalf of the guy right there, yeah, you get your award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Come on, people. I mean, come on, people. Some things just, you know what I'm saying? Probably, and what pissed me off, because he probably wasn't even running from the police. He just wanted to do some stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how people just do stupid shit. You like rich people. Like, what the f*** are you getting, you know what I'm saying?
Out of that, right? I know.
Speeding tickets and shit. Like, how the fuck would Donald Trump get a speeding ticket? What the fuck are you doing driving? Shit, bitch, you're rich. Shit. Crazy, man. Look at the stars and shit. Paris Hilton. She gets a DUI. What the fuck was you doing driving? Bitches is millionaires. You got damn limo driver, one driver, you stupid motherfuckers around? Imagine that. Yeah. Oh, the gifts
well,
reward you.
She man. Isn't too bright, though, so.
No.
You can explain that away, especially if she had a few.
No. Yeah. It's going over here to London. Yeah, London. However you want to call that. Commuters can't tell pregnant from fat. Wow. A British parenting website says many commuters do not offer their seats to pregnant women because they fear the women might just be overweight. Oh, man. The site said many people fear to offer their seats because they risk embarrassment if the woman turns out to just be overweight and becomes offended. Hey, it's a catch 22 in that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. If most women look pregnant, you know, the little round bubble and shit, you know what I'm saying? But it do be women that done had the baby and 8 years later still claiming talking about baby fat and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. No, that's not baby fat. Bitch, that is fat. Baby is motherfucking 8 years old now and shit. Like, what the fuck? Blame that on the rain. Alright. Did anybody know there's a vast cover-up going on? Oh, this is a subject for all my friends in here. Let me give a shout-out to all my friends, man, before I read this. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Alex Jackson. I almost said Alex Quebec. You know what I'm saying? Heavenly Angel, Jamie Havocon, and Cyanide. And good old Ashwood hanging out on the show today. And I say that because UFOs and aliens are real. Oh.
You got to tell us that?
Well, I'm, you know, I just want to, you know, Yeah. After half a century of investigation, a former nuclear physicist who worked up fission and fusion rockets for companies like Westinghouse and Aerojet General Nuclionics is convinced that not only are UFOs real, the government has known about them since 1947. Some UFOs are intelligently controlled extraterrestrial spacecraft, Stanton Friedman told AOL News, calling the vast cover-up of their existence the biggest story of the millennium.
Okay, I gotta break in here. I gotta plug something here. Stanton Friedman has been a show on guest on Jamie's show and also the Jackal show. So if you go back in the archives, you can listen to it.
What? That's what I'm talking about. Stan Friedman. Did he do a good interview? Was he, interested?
Oh, man. You only have to ask him one question, and he talks for 2 hours. It's an awesome guest.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. But, I mean, he's one of those answer-type guests, though. He'll answer you and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of answer him all.
If you call him up to be on the show, he'll just get his agenda with him, look for a date that suits him, and he'll be on the show. No further questions asked. He loves to talk. He's an old-timer, 78, I believe. And he's been doing research in the subject for, I don't know, 40, maybe even 50 years.
Damn. Wow. Well, check this out, people. We're still in London, where inmates are converting to Islam for the perks. Right.
Right.
What the fuck? You get a kosher meal or something? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that? Some inmates in UK, they try to disguise it by saying London. Yeah. UK prisons are converting to Islam for the perks. That's one of the conclusions of a new study of jails here by Britain's chief inspector of prisons, Dame Anne Hours. What the kind of name is that? Dame Anne Hours. What? Your parents need to be slapped. Those perks include food that is viewed as better, as well as more time outside of the cell and exclusion from work and education for Friday prayers. I want to be Islam. Oh, I'm sorry about that. All right, let's keep this thing moving, man. I got a couple more for you. Just a few more. Just a few more. Didn't read this, but didn't want to read this, actually, yesterday. But right here in good old Florida, Limbaugh pays Elton John, fucking $1 million to perform at wedding. Does anybody give two from a damn? But it's nutty, so hey. The whale-like radio performer Rush Limbaugh. Damn, they say he look like a whale. Ain't that a
whale-like?
Whale-like. And this is how they're describing the people. I'm not throwing that in there. Because I wouldn't say whale-like. What the kind of joke is that? Hey, you look whale-like. Like, ooh. That's a real cut down. Whale-like radio performer Rush Limbaugh tied the knot with some lady in Palm Beach, Florida. Hell no. Nah. I don't even give a fuck about a name, huh? According to the Palm Beach Post and People, some very notable, very alienating people were in attendance. Sean Hannity of, believe Hannity and Combs, whatever the fuck that is. I just heard the name before. James Carville, I believe, of Carville Ice Cream. Mary Matalin of don't know what the hell. Rudy Giuliani, who the hell is that guy? And Clarence Thomas, who the f*** is that guy? We're all there. And so was Washed Up John. Elton John, who performed at the reception. The price tag of Elton John concert of one's own?
$1 million. Oh, wait a minute.
Man, that's what I need right now.
You know what's also funny?
Back.
The website keeps a map of the visitors that visit to the Nutty News Today site. And over in America, it shows all kind of dots with, thousands or more people visiting the site. And if you go to the Netherlands, there are two dots.
you by Alex Jack. Damn. You guys are really tuned in over there. Shit. Hey, no matter, people. That's how we do it. I'm turning you guys on to something sweet, though. You know what I'm saying? Before, there wasn't no dots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Turning you on. All right, let's keep it going, people. Let's keep moving. It is Weed State Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing to eat. Smoke.
Shit.
Hold on, people. Let me get into a quick song real quick. I gotta get one quick song. I'm gonna come right back at you. This is the bad guy, people. Representing down there in MIA. Reckoning Game Radio. Coming right back.
It's the bad guy.
Live in the building.
Daddy artist on Don't
Cap smells so good. And
Sayonara. Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga. DJ smells so good.
I ain't like everybody else.
Okay, I'm
minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. Fucker, the shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's so spiritual. How the fuck you get money with this minimal tribe? Use a fake motherfucker telling minimal lies. Saying you got the block lock with only minimal ties. Saying you run the block hot with only minimal dies. Your life ain't worth shit inside minimal lies. How the fuck you gonna rush me with this minimal guys? I get a motherfucking gun to hear a million cries. You think it's God coming when I cover the sky? Anyway, back to the minimal talk. You say you're fucking hot with only minimal sparks. You ain't a dog, you a puppet with this minimal bark. You ain't a man for the party, you ain't a minimal talk. You know you ain't packing shit while you're gripping your dick. You're so good, motherfucker, I'm gonna split your lip. You walk around with paper clips, you know, ready to pick. We're an American's economy, that's just in the dick. What the fuck, I just heard that you're ready to whip. So you rap about shit and you don't own this shit. Young star, yo,
yo,
young star, yo. Okay, here, why niggas even act that odd? When it goes full like my gun shows on retard. Young nigga, no brain, I'm a retard. Rain hollers on your head like rain from God. Until you taunt your niggas, ass on no guard. Until you see my face, your ass on no guard. Unless the drugs is a product exposed to me, garbage. Yeah. Pick up the pace of a fist to race. But I'm a winner, send my goons for killing my fucking nemesis. It's all the race without me, like I'm the genesis. I'm the man behind the gun, I make it fire clear. Fire nigga for his life, I'm the boss bitch. Leave a nigga topless like my cutlass. Cutlass and you can cut a nigga's hardness. Like a crack in my cage, hit the ball shit. PSP hit my flakes on the ball shit. Got a problem with living, I can solve it.
Yeah, boy.
I got the automatic hanging like a dog leash. Perfect, so peace, good fight. I don't give a fuck if you call police. I don't like peace, or like
yeah.
I'm coming from water when it's so cold. I'm the block so hot, I'm the block safe. Cops come on, let me hear go. Looks like dreadlock.
Yeah,
I feel the cup, cause I read them dreadlocks. Sick of kids running around like a sandpun. Just around that a nigga with a mask on. Grabbing you and you with no test.
Ain't nothing
grabbing you and your crew with no mask on. I don't know what to be like, what to be like. Better see right, I'm a G-type. When the shove gets puffin', ain't no puffin'. Somebody's up in heaven, ain't nothing.
Yo, I'm setting up in these fucking grounds. They talk hard when a nigga hang around. Yo, we can't see a mix. Y'all niggas really ain't real. Y'all niggas really ain't real. We just have a nigga that'll get your ass killed. Keep a broken head in the freezer, that's ill. Next time you in your mouth, man, the beat's gon' spill. Now I know you wanna keep it all back. Watch out, I got the name Jack. See the stories you tell it from the movies you've seen. But I just record what I've seen from the crime scene. Check my record, homie, I ain't green. I've been hustling since I was 13. Ready to drive bombs and make clean. Logic entertainment, dog, that's my American dream. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual. Fucker, the shit you say is minimal. Nigga, the shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual. You're like a hope for God that's just spiritual. The shit you do is minimal. You tell the stories to get a little visual.
Shit all right, man, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like, man, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push out their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just to please you, now you gotta star, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shyster, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing.
said you don't like me. You need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. You know we got this thing jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me. You need to stop frontin'. I got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. We got this thing jumpin'. You know we got this thing jumpin'. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped. I drop you from the label. F-C pay me. Now you feeling wavy. I took you to the next level. Don't try to play me. Show you how to grind, go. Do this here blindfold. Keep talking sideways. I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you. We far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See, you like to play with the play with your own kids. If I start crapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me. How long will it take you? And you went to class still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around your cats run nothing. Said you don't like me. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. You know we got this thing jumping. This time around your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. You know we got this thing jumping.
We gonna jump back into it. You already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Have to get a couple of songs on out the way, man. Because this is Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio, on the place www.longtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio, home of the indie superstars. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do here. We break indie artist music, play indie artist music records, and all that in between, and focus on independent music, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. Let me get back into beaming everybody up in this mofo flipper. You know what I'm saying? That was a couple of little selections from music, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. You had a Prophet Jackal, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. You know, we that's what we do here. We just play all kind of music, good music, you know what I'm saying, good jams. And that's how we do it here. So big ups to all the music right there. Hey, Ash, what was the new song, man? I know you done went into the and been into the studio and shit. What you went in and dropped?
Oh, actually, it's on my MySpace. I just got to get a new MP3 converter. I haven't got a chance. It's called Interstate. So yeah, I got it on the MySpace page already. I can get a little sneak preview of it.
You gotta get it what?
I said I can get a sneak preview of it. It's on
MySpace. You gotta get it converted.
Yeah, I gotta get another MP3 converter so I can upload it. So I didn't get a chance to upload it yet. But I got the video though. I got the video up. The video's already on the MySpace already. It's the first video on the left hand side. You'll see. It's for all my all people right. That, you know, be on the road, take them road trips, something different. It's called Interstate, produced by Ashwood, you know, of course.
Uh oh, somebody get an award?
Almost.
Oh. I'm going to have to get some awards
near,
out.
Near,
all right.
Near edge of getting an award, so you better watch it.
All right. Yeah, let me know. I got to itch the trigger for awards. All right, we're in Wheat Ridge. Wheat Ridge, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? Give you a couple more before we wrap it on up, people. Where we have a night out at the cemetery. What? Okay. For more than a century, folks have gone to the Olinger Crown Hill Cemetery to mourn endings. But now the 260-acre, 103-year-old graveyard is working to re-image itself as something more than a spot for solemn rituals. Crown Hill is pushing into the territory of galleries and performance halls, scheduling concerts and art exhibitions in hopes of engaging more routinely with the community, said General Manager Kevin Wolf. Right. Who in the hell is going... Oh. Okay. Well, wow. One of the not so attractive women in Washington, D.C., retires. Helen Thomas retires immediately at 90. She announced Monday that she is retiring, effective immediately. Her decision came after her controversial comments about Israel and Palestinians were captured on videotape and widely disseminated on the Internet. Congratulations, all you bloggers. Thomas later issued a statement, "I deeply regret my comments I made last week regarding the Israelis and the Palestinians." Now, to speak about media, has anybody heard about Obama and his so-called sexual affair?
Can't impeach the president for having sex. You just can't do it. I mean, they did it to Clinton, but...
I'm just saying, anybody heard?
Yeah, I heard a couple. Yeah. I heard he was gay. I heard a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, isn't the president married, and wouldn't he commit adultery by doing that, and wouldn't that be illegal?
No, you can get impeached for it, though. I know that for sure. They did it to Clinton with Lewinsky.
Yeah, okay, but that's because it's illegal. You can't have a president do illegal stuff. That's the thing.
Well, he got impeached because he lied. It's not illegal. Clinton got impeached because he lied. You know what I'm saying? I remember that. But I don't think it's illegal. Now in India, they'll chop your damn head off for that.
No, but in a state office or government office, it is still illegal.
Oh well, I know that he got impeached for lying under oath. But they never really said nothing about, you know, he just didn't want that publicity, you know, so he lied. He was forced to lie. But he got impeached for lying on the oath, not for, you know, getting head for Monica.
But wait.
But, I mean,
it
should have been in the Nutty News back then.
Wasn't there in the Nutty News just today that somebody got fined for adultery? If
yeah,
you get
that's
fined,
what I'm saying.
Fined for adultery, why isn't it illegal?
Yeah, in America, it's not illegal. Adultery is not illegal in America. In India, that's a crime. Like, they'll kill you.
No, it's illegal, but it's not practiced. The law is not practiced. It's not put into practice. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So what I just read, the couple that just got arrested,
mm-hmm.
and they threw that extra charge of adultery on there. They normally don't do that. It's always been on the books.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't use it because everybody's fucking everybody.
Straight up.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know how many officials should be motherfucking out of office right now because of just the charge of adultery? Just that charge alone, if motherfuckers knew that that was a actual charge that was enacted, you know what I'm saying? They would slowly fucking roll, but they don't push that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
they push cheater.
That
they call it cheating.
Question.
They don't call it adultery. They say it's cheating. You're cheating on your spouse or you're fooling around, but they don't call it the fucking word it is, adultery, the legal prosecuting word, adultery. You're an adulterer.
But by the way,
you know
I didn't know that Obama and Tiger Woods were best friends.
What? Yeah, they go to the same sex therapy club. Ah, man. Practicing their backswings together. My bad. Damn Obama, man. They just need to make it, you know, either be married or single, you know what I'm saying? To run for president. I mean, what's wrong with being a single man for president or a single woman? Thank you.
I don't know.
But there is no difference.
Most men are just married.
Saudi Arabia. Saudi clerics advocate adult breastfeeding. Right. Shaki Alin Albangan, an advisor to the royal court and consultant to the Ministry of Justice,
set off a firestorm of controversy recently when he said on TV that women who come into regular contact with men who aren't related to them ought to give them their breast milk so they will be considered relatives. What the hell kind of dumb shit is that? The man should take the milk, but not directly from the breast of the woman. He should drink it and then becomes a relative of the family, a fact that allows him to come in contact with the women without breaking Islam's rules about mixing. Bitch, please. Oh, man. All right. Illinois. Arrested three condoms filled with vomit. Yummy. A downstate man is awaiting trial on charges of battery and disorderly conduct for allegedly hurling condoms filled with what was believed to be human vomit at a security officer on the campus of North Central College in Naperville. A call made on acquaintance's wireless telephone led Naperville police to Tyler J. Wifely, 19, of Downs, who was charged with the crimes. Man, that's nasty that you even took time to do some field motherfuckers with throw up. Ugh. But I don't have enough time to give you an award, so pow, you stupid ass. Grand Isle, Louisiana. Man arrested for waiting in the Gulf of Mexico. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office says a man has been arrested for swimming in waters shut down. How the fuck do you shut down water? It's still floating, motherfucker. Because of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The news reported that Grand Isle police took 22-year-old Jesus Mares of College Station, Texas, into custody around 7:30 a.m., after he was caught wading in the water just off the beach. Come on, man. I mean, I don't understand people, man. I really don't. But last but not least, we're going to go ahead and end it in Atlanta, Georgia. We're prizing Wendy's kids' meal has sexual language. What kind of Wendy's meal is that? It's got the strong parental advisory before it. That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's get into it. Hold on, let me get a little porn music up. Get the porn. It's not porn. When you buy a kid's meal at Wendy's fast food restaurant, they are now giving music CDs as toys. Yeah. But the CD Disco Fever features Last Dance by Donna Summer. Summer sings So Horny. Right. The karaoke sing-along CD says it's for children ages 3 and up. But what some people listen to is definitely for adults. The lyrics written on the cover of the CD do not say so horny. It says so bad. Right. But when they actually listen to it, it says so horny. Oh. All right, last one. I got to throw this one in here. Sydney, Australia. Group holds Horse Day in Australia. Fuck, I'm talking about shit. I should have been there for that one. Groups representing sex workers in Australia held a nationwide International Whores Day to call for uniform anti-discrimination laws against whores. Yeah. Chanel Fox, head of the Scarlet Alliance. What the fuck is that? Said laws protecting sex workers in Tasmania, Queensland, and the Australian Capital Territory are not enough and should extend to other territories and states. Legalize prostitution.
Let the horse go free. Woo! Alright. And that'll do it for me, people. And that's your Nutty News for the day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news. And like I always say, people, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, don't believe the headlines, because the head is lying. Oh, I like that one. I like that one. Shout out to my co-host, Mr. Motherfucking Syed Naeed.
Thank you. Thanks.
And old Ashwood hanging up in here. Yeah,
good
man.
Show.
Excellent show. Excellent show. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Alex Jax, Heavenly Angels, Jamie Garcia, Jamie Havocon, Prophet Jackal, scoring down in a major way. You know, everybody that came through the show, you know what I'm saying? Much love, blessings, peace, love, hair grease, and oil, and all or some shit. I don't know. Fuck out of there. Basically. And don't forget, smoke some weed.
Every day.
Oh. Every day.
Not only on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, if you do, you're a controlled smoker. We don't fucking need ya. You're not being true to the cause. Alright, man, I'm gonna get out of here with my artist, of course, Ms. John New. You already know what time it is. And I'll holler at y'all on the flip side. You know?
Have a great day, everybody.
Alright, help with that. And this is old school right here. Shake it. Oh, yeah. Peace out.